Ireland's Class Kids Radio, how are you? It's Trina Mara. Now, I've got to tell you about the epic 80s sing-along with the act Choir, Choir, Choir. You can hear them there in the background at 3 Olympia in Dublin on Sunday, the 19th of March. Now, here's two crazy Canadians for you. This is unbelievable. I've been looking at the YouTube videos and this is right up my street. So who wants to tell me exactly the artists that you're going to be covering? Because we are a station that plays 80s and 90s. So this is why we're going to love this.
We're not going to tell you that. We don't reveal that kind of information. Okay, why should we tell you? Who are you that we would tell you that? And we're going to sing the greatest songs of the 80s together with hundreds of people, you know, in a city we've never done a show in before. So we're very excited. They're just, you know, the songs that you love, the songs that you hate, the songs you hate to love and love to hate. We celebrate it all, and we celebrate in the best possible way, which is singing together, harmonizing together, laughing, and just, you know, creating memories together, really, right?
It's incredible how this works, right? So for anybody who isn't familiar with your shows, so the audience become the choir, pretty much. How do you get them? How do they learn, you know, what parts to sing and how to organize the harmonies?
Trina, the best part of this show is that people who are coming, everybody in the room is the show. Right? And so you got David and I on stage jumping around. The lyrics will be on the screen. So maybe the best part of this is that nobody has to practice. Maybe the most amount of attention you need to have to put for the show is what are you going to wear? How are you going to like celebrate the 80s with your fashion? And then we'll do the rest of it. And you can come up and like and yell out any song that you want to sing. And maybe we'll sing it, maybe we won't, but David's like a broken jukebox and he can pretty much play every single song. So the best part about Choir, Choir, Choir as well is are all the interruptions, because people are like, no, we want to sing Material Girl by Madonna. And the next thing you know, the whole room is singing it together and just losing themselves and having a great time.
Do you know, I wonder if they even need the lyrics up on a screen, because I think we just know these songs so well, don't we?
You think you do. You know, people think they do. That's part of the show, too, really examining how well we all think these songs are a part of our DNA, and they are. But, like, people tend to, you know, connect themselves to songs, and sometimes a little bit too much. Just people, and we also, you know, Choir, Choir, Choir is really about self-examination and really about us examining the audience and what makes up, you know, Choir, Choir, Choir. So often you'll have people who like can't who think they can't sing, but they actually can sing. Then you have the people who like think they're the greatest singer, but they're actually terrible. And, you know, we examine all of that at our show.
Yeah.
We get into all of it, and we, you know, and that's part of the fun, is really just, you know, letting it all hang out and just being, and the 80s were all about that too. So it's the perfect music to do that.
But I think you're right, Trina. I, you know, maybe we don't know every single word, but these songs are lodged in our brains. And it's just like, it's amazing to hear them come out of ourselves after maybe you haven't sung the song for such a long time. But I always say that if you don't know the lyrics, but you recognize the rhythm, just meow the lyrics, lyrics, and eventually the words will come.
It just looks like one big massive party. I mean, nobody, you know, the way sometimes at a gig or something, you'll always have somebody who's, you know, on their phone, not paying attention or going to the bar. Everybody is immersed in this, aren't they, when they attend?
100%. Sorry, what did you just say? I was checking my phone. What did you just say?
I'm already getting a measure of who you are. I'm getting a measure of who you are after you saying, who do I think I am? Yep.
I mean, we decided years ago to kind of turn the idea of what a choir would be on its head, effectively. You know, everything that we thought about choirs growing up, like stand in place, sing this way, you know, elocution, overpronunciation, you know, religion, all this stuff. We're like, you know what? Like, that's great, but like, we don't need to be doing that. Let's just, you know, we like to say, sing unto others as you have them sing unto you. So it's like, you know, sing it the way you heard it and let's try to do it together and try to create a moment together. So like, you know, again, to say we're going to Dublin, we were in Cork a couple of years back singing a song that we had never heard before, which is a Frank and Walters tune called After All. We had never
After
heard
all,
it before.
Yeah, it's one of the best songs. Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's awesome.
I mean, it's great. So, I mean, we did that. Neither of us knew the song. So that was sort of interesting for us to come to Ireland and teach people to sing a song that they knew that we had never heard before. it's just very exciting. So we're super psyched to party with people in Dublin. So if you hear this, get tickets now because they're almost gone. And by almost gone, there's only like 5,000 tickets left.
But it's so funny because that song you mentioned, the Frankenwalters, after all, that was an old song that we almost forgot about. We forgot how good it was. And then a new TV series started called The Young Offenders. The song just took off again because it featured in this TV show. So music is so powerful and TV shows can be so powerful to remind us of these songs as well. So you've had surprise guests on stage. I saw the video of Rick Astley. So is this a thing that you do? You say you want to, you know, get a particular singer to come up on stage with you and then they might just do it.
When a stranger's to love, you know the rules.
And so do I.
I'm full commitments while I'm thinking of.
Well, exactly that. It is so fun because, you know, the bulk of our nights have been, you know, no special guests whatsoever, but every once in a while, a really special person, a person we've admired for decades, walks through the door, you know, and we do what we do every night. We teach the backups to the audience. And then, you know, a superstar like Rick Astley just comes, shows up at our bar and comes in, sings the lead, and we just have an amazing time. And then the audience, you know, we all get to sing with one of our heroes. It's just incredible.
Mm. Well, you don't like me clearly because you won't tell me what songs you're going to cover on the night. So you clearly hate my guts. Will you tell me if there's going to be any surprise? Will you tell me? Oh, because I stood you up the other night. I said I was sorry. any surprise guests in Ireland?
Well, I mean, if there's anybody else, anybody listening out there who wants to surprise us, just show up and meet us backstage and we'll figure something out. A choir show is super spontaneous. So we're willing to go anywhere at a moment's notice. I mean, you know, I don't know, like think of all the songs that you want to sing at an 80s choir night. And yell them out from the audience and we'll probably sing them.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling that I might get the stage door slammed in my face, so I won't turn up as your surprise guest.
No, you have to come.
Someone's gotten out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. And Lionel Richie, that was a good one as well, wasn't it? Lionel Richie on American Idol. Was he one of your big kind of people that you really wanted to get his attention? And to do a show like that as well, massive.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, absolutely. I found out like a little bit later that he was a tennis player in high school, and I'm an avid tennis player, so that made me love Lionel Richie even more. I mean, that was the first song I ever did karaoke to. When my friend, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun all night long. And so like, I mean, and then the Commodores, I mean, Lionel Richie is a giant in our minds, and we got to go on American Idol and teach all of the American Idol hopefuls who had gotten through to the LA round to sing a version of Hello for him, because it was the first year that he was the beginning of his judging on the show. So, you know, we got to surprise one of our idols on American Idol, and that was out of control. I mean, just next level.
What in the world is going on here?
Yeah, did it take long to do that arrangement? Because they're all such experienced singers going on that they would pick it up fairly quickly, but did it take long to sort out the arrangement?
I mean, we did a chorus. It wasn't like we sang the whole song, so we sort of learned the harmonies there, but you're right. They were they were pretty good singers, but they also had their family members who maybe weren't as good singers. But, you know, choir, like, you know, we do achieve sonic beauty a lot of the time. But, like, you know, as much as things can sound good, if it feels good and it feels good in the room and, like, you know, you can watch as many choir videos as you want and see what's happening in the room. And until you're in the room, surrounded by people who are singing and laughing and just celebrating, and you know, that's the best part. The vibe, the energy of the show is really what we love so much about it. Yeah. You know, and having the videos as a memory is great, but being in the room, there's nothing like being in that room. And we've done, you know, Nova and I have been on stage together, you know, going on 1,200 times. And, like, we never get tired of doing it because it's just people seem to enjoy it so much. So then it's hard for us not to enjoy it. And it sounds kind of like hokey almost, because it's almost so happy sometimes that we have to sort of slice that and dice that happiness up with a knife and saute it and a little bit of humor and, you know, whatever, which also in Ireland, just people are just ready to have a laugh too. So, like, we're, you know, I just can't wait.
Okay. Three Olympia Theatre in Dublin, Sunday the 19th of March. And David, love you.
We'll see you there.
I know, we really do love you.
I feel it.
What would be your song if you could choose? What's your favorite 80s song?
Okay, so this is, I don't know whether you'll even, of course you'll know the act. What am I talking about? Of course you know the act. So Jason Donovan and Kylie Minogue, I think it was around 1989, they did a duet called Especially For You, and that was the dance at my wedding. Now I'm only married 4 years, but there's something so cheesy about the song, we just thought it would be hilarious for a wedding dance, and it went down a storm. And I can tell you, if you do Especially For You, Jason and Kylie, the whole crowd will sing along to that.
If you come with your partner, mm-hmm. and you get up on stage, we'll have a big dance to that song.
We will relive your wedding.
Well, I want to dance with David because I love him.
You can dance with me, and you can have a Jewish wedding officiated by Nova State. That is exactly what we would love to do at a choir, like, just go completely off the rails and have a wedding ceremony on stage. Just trying to create unique experiences. So hopefully you can be a part of that. So bring it all if you're coming.
Or if a couple wants to break up, we would love to, like, oversee that as well.
Okay.
That'd be a dream.
Perfect. Go on. I'll let you go. Thanks, Mel, guys.
Thanks for having us. We'll see you.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.